The concept of privacy continues to morph as personal devices cross over into the workspace and employees often access personal accounts at work. Expectations of privacy may also be changing. Still, there's the belief that what's private is private and shouldn't be compelled to be shared with an employer. Later this morning, the State House Labor Committee will consider a bill to shore up the information guarding access to employees' personal accounts. Representative Matt Lopresti introduced the measure, and he's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This idea of privacy that we keep talking about because it keeps changing, it's also been frustrated a little bit by what we talked about a month or so ago with some changing ideas concerning personal devices, things that people may use for work that they in fact own or maybe will go in on with an employer. Doesn't that make it kind of fuzzy to see really what's private and what's personal and what should be public?
I certainly understand that there's growing confusion as much as concern for privacy when it comes to digital your social media or your emails and your devices. But I think the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States is pretty clear about us having rights to privacy. And when the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, they obviously didn't have Facebook or texting or emails. They had papers. And what they were talking about is having privacy for their papers and their personal correspondences. And that's how I view much of what happens on social media and certainly what happens on emails. So I think that we need to make sure that we extend our digital civil rights or our digital civil liberties we should extend their civil liberties into the digital age.
The flip side of that, given the fact that, you know, we all know that we take devices into work and we use them to access work email, all of that, should that also mean that in addition to safeguarding someone's privacy, that we also need to have maybe mandated policies in businesses about what it means to use devices that one personally owns?
Yes, I think that is called for. And what this bill does, while it prevents employers from requiring or requesting or coercing employees or potential employees from getting access to their personal accounts, it does not prohibit the employer from having access to their own equipment or to things that are relevant to the business that they're conducting. So I think we have to make sure that we allow for businesses to maintain access to business-related information, of course, but at the same time, I think we have to protect people's rights to privacy.
When we spoke with attorney Stephanie Thompson last month, and she was cautioning about changing rules regarding access from an employer to an employee's tablet or smartphone if it were also being used to access email, business email. She said that, you know, most people don't realize that this could be something that could be taken over by an employer, something that might have use for a case and might be, you know, compelled to be released. That seems to also create a situation where privacy and the personal life is so integrated that creating something like this, saying that, you know, employers can't have access or employers might need to have access, would be frustrating each other. How do you get some better clarity in all of this when we seem to be changing how we're behaving on a day-to-day basis?
That's a fair question. There's always going to be, with new legislation, I think, some areas that of contention that might be uncertain. But there are, I think, certain very clear areas where there's grievous invasions of privacy where it's not illegal right now. I mean, to me, it's kind of a creepy factor. Would it be creepy to have your employer trolling you on Facebook? Yes, I think it would be, and I don't think they have any right to be doing that. It has nothing whatsoever to do with your work with them. Would it be creepy and a grievous invasion of privacy for them to be snooping in your email, even though you might have checked it on that computer? They have no right to get in there if it's, you know, you're on your lunch break and you're emailing your sweetheart. It's not their business. So we have to start drawing a line somewhere to protect that privacy, and that starts a conversation about where those lines should be drawn, and that's part of what this bill does.
Do you think then that this is really meant to be the conversation starter as opposed to expecting that this is going to move all the way through this legislative session?
Well, I do expect it to move all the way through because an earlier iteration of this did make it all the way to conference. There was not a single no vote, either Republican or Democrat, in the entire House or in the entire Senate. I don't think it's very controversial as a bill, but we do have to be careful to make sure that businesses still have access to business-related data, and I don't think this bill prohibits them from doing that. We had testimony last time from Americans for Democratic Action, School Kids, College Kids, Civil Rights Commission, ACLU, and none of the testimony that I saw had any deep, legitimate concerns about businesses not having access to business-related material.
Or for people who understand that their devices may very well not necessarily be solely theirs if they're also using it for business purposes. I mean, I know we keep talking about this a lot because this was very upsetting to people when they heard this when we talked to them last month, and the idea of what's really private and what's really accessible to your employer is growing so, you know, so fuzzy in so many ways. So if this protects an employee's privacy, is there also something that you think that needs to be written for employers when there is a you know, a BYOD, you bring your own device policy, or not even a policy, but just a de facto policy, because people are saying, sure, I'll buy my own, or here, I'm going to have it come stream through my tablet or my smartphone?
That's interesting. I sadly have to admit I missed that conversation that day. I'm a member and a listener, regular, but I missed the conversation you guys had about devices. So I can't say that I've given much consideration to that, and that's something I'll have to think more about.
Well, if you missed it, I will tell you it's on the archive, and for anyone else who wants to hear it too, it's back about a month or so. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us. We'll continue to take a look at all of these things, and we'll talk to you shortly, I'm sure.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Representative Matt Lopresti is the Hawaii State Representative for District 41.